The 10 o'clock hour of Willie and Tausch begins now. Again, reporting the repeating the top story, the Brewers announcing the passing of Bob Uecker at age 90 today. We'll take your thoughts on him and what he may have meant to you as a Brewers fan, as a Wisconsin sports fan. Tausch, you use the phrase a life well lived. And, you know, we obviously, those of us that grew up listening to him, and he became the voice of the Brewers in 1971, which is before both of us were even born, which I don't know how many things we can say that about these days as we both get older. But he did so many other things. Like, I you know, the other night I'm flipping through channels because I still watch TV like an old person as opposed to streaming different things, especially on Peacock, which, you know, I love. And Major League was on. And when Major League is on, it's one of those movies on the list that I stop and watch. And him in Major League is, I keep using the word iconic, which seems small compared to the impact he had, but, you know, just a bit outside. You think about, and I see these come up in my Facebook feed, not that I'm on Facebook a lot, but like I must have liked so many of these clips of him on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson that the algorithm puts a new one in my feed every time I feel like I sign on. And he was unbelievable. Like, Johnny Carson loved him as a guest. I don't know if this is accurate or not, but I think he may be the person who had the most appearances on the Tonight Show during the Johnny Carson era. Mr. Belvedere, right? Like, he did so many different things in addition. Like, he was on the national calls of baseball games on ABC. Like, he did so much and was so incredibly funny and self-deprecating. Like, there's just, you know, there are very few people that you can say, well, there'll never be another one of these, or there never he was one of one. But man, he is the definition of one of one. I mean, born and raised in Milwaukee, right? Plays for the Braves and then the Cardinals, the Phillies, the Atlanta Braves, and then to be the Brewers announcer for 50 plus years. You cannot be from Wisconsin and a sports fan and not have memories of him. I just think that that's impossible, right?
I think it's. I think why it hits everybody so hard is that it kind of marks the end of a chapter that has been going on for so long, and you always like to have that kind of that blanket or that security of, mm-hmm. You know, times are tough, and you can go back and listen to Uke, and it can just bring you back to old memories. You know, I know Sarah always loved going around with her dad, who was a vet, and they would listen to Bob Uecker, and she just texts me how, you know, how great those memories were. If you just, that flows back to you. Everybody has some connection to Bob Uecker because he lasted for so long, but he was, like you said, one of one. And to be able to do it for that long and to be that great at something for that long is really remarkable. And I firmly believe it's because, A, he was curious and he always, you know, he's a great storyteller, but he got to meet, just think of all of the different cross sections of people that he was able to meet and that wanted to meet him, and then he could relay those stories. It's so remarkable. And I don't think it's going to be possible in today's day and age that we'll ever see anything like it, but it's just the fact that so many people baseball was obviously a lot more popular 70s, 80s, 90s, and you grew up with that, and it ties so many different generations together. And when that leaves, you feel it. And it's not just the dude who everybody loves. There's just so many different layers to why he was so successful. But the big thing was he could crack a joke at himself and bring that to light. And everybody that was with him felt that. And I think that, to me, is a really special gift.
Homer just tweeted this. We were all so lucky to enjoy all his greatness as an announcer, as a comedian, as a human. How special was Bob Uecker? Recently, he told many of his neighbors to bring over anything they wanted signed, as many items as they wanted, and that wasn't something he had ever done before. So, and I'm sure Homer has a very good source on that. So that's interesting that he posted that. All right, we've got a few calls that have started to come in. Let's get to those. Again, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Again, if you're just tuning in, Milwaukee and Brewers icon and legend, Bob Uecker, passing away today at the age of 90. Let's start with Sparky in Sussex. Sparky, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch.
Morning, guys. How you doing? Sad day.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to talk briefly about, I had an experience involving Uecker, and I didn't meet him, but a friend of mine, his mother and father both had worked at various restaurants back in the day and got to know Uecker a little bit and some of the other brewers and bucks. And when she turned 90 about 10 years ago, I brought a letter to the brewer's offices and asked if Bob would say happy birthday to her. And he went on for about 10 minutes, wishing her happy birthday, talking about where she used to work and in some cases where she didn't work. But he also at one point mentioned her extensive baseball collection of different things. And her kids are sitting there listening to this going, Mom, you have a big collection? Where is this? He was just making it up. He was riffing as he went along. But it was just so typical of Uecker. And it just meant so much to the family to have him do that. So I'll never forget that.
Yeah, I am sure that there are, and thanks for the call, Sparky. We appreciate it. I think what we will hear, Tausch, in the hours and days ahead are all kinds of stories about those types of interactions. I mean, for someone who did as much as he did and meant as much as he meant to this fan base, I'm guessing there's a lot of people that have those same stories of interactions with him that left indelible marks on their lives because they got to meet him or he made them laugh or, you know, all those things. Again, when I think back to that time when I was a kid, like, that was huge for me. And I mean, he wasn't playing. He was the guy that I listened to on the radio every night, right? And for him to have been, I still have the baseball. It's sitting downstairs in our basement next to our radio studio. And his autograph is on there with all the players. It's one of my most cherished possessions. And I'm guessing there's a lot of people that are thinking about those moments today. Let's get to another call. I know they're starting to line up. So we'll get to one more call here, and then we'll take a break. Let's go to Jeff in Monroe. Jeff, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch.
Well, thanks. Morning. You know, just like you guys said, it's kind of a generational thing. I remember sitting in the kitchen with my mom, you know, listening, and I'm 63 years old, or, you know, you're on the road, you're listening to the radio. But what I wanted to say, it was my son, who, you know, is – you know, it was really a connection through him too. I remember, you know, like driving home from grandma's, and this is the early 2000s. So they were bad, you know, they were not playing well, no good baseball being done there, but just Uke. And there was a couple I remember that we still kid about is like, he would Ron Belliard was the second baseman. And for whatever reason, he'd always go like, Ronnie Belliard, everybody, you know, and you know, we still talk, bring that up. And there was a ball player, Alex Ochoa, and just the way he said his name, Alex Ochoa, and, you know, so stuff like that, you know, I guess was why I called, because I usually don't have much to say about anything, but Jeff,
let me just say this, because I'm really glad you called, because I think that's one of the things, right, that we're all thinking about, right, is the he was a through line for us in our interactions with our friends, with our families, our parents, whatever it might be. Like, you know, the first thing that I think of is we went to the game on Easter Sunday, and of course, my parents, being the way they were, we had to leave early to beat the traffic. And so we're in the car to hear him say, to hear him call the Dale Swaim game-winning home run. I mean, we're driving home to our house on 54th Street, and we're missing this iconic moment because we leave games early. And there was part of me that was obviously very disappointed. And there was part of me that now I look back on it and going, I would have never heard that call because I wouldn't have been in the car, right? And they've done it again, right? And so I think you're touching on the touchstone for many people today, which is he, even though he didn't know any of us, he was an important part of our interactions with people we cared about or with our memories of our childhoods or whatever else. So no, don't say you don't have anything good to say, because this is exactly what we're talking about here, Jeff.
And just one other thing, my son, I texted him, that Uke had passed, and he had mentioned this summer when they're riding around, he said, Uecker, he still have it, he's still a good broadcaster. And his response was, well, darn, the other word. And, we're going to miss him this summer or something like that, So he's a 30-year-old kid, and Uke meant a lot to him, too. He meant a lot to me, meant a lot to, my family. So that's basically what I wanted to put out there.
Jeff, we appreciate the call. Thank you. 844-770-3776. We're going to take your memories of Bob Uecker as we change gears here on Wilde and Tausch today. Brian Gutekunst is speaking at noon. We will have ample opportunity with the Packers season over to discuss, do they need a number one wide receiver, and how worried should we be about Jeff Hafley getting the Jets job, and are Jesse and Michelle Smallman betraying their Packers fandom by rooting for the Lions? Those things can all wait. Packers aren't going anywhere. Their season is over after their loss to the Eagles on Sunday. We'll get to those things. We'll get to them tomorrow. We'll get to them next week. But I do think it's important for us to share our thoughts today about Bob Uecker as he has passed away at the age of 90. I do need to tell you about Associated Bank. And not only is Associated Bank the official bank of the Packers, but they're also the official bank of the Brewers. We've been through the Associated Bank gate at AmFam Field, and they have been the Brewers partner for a very long time, not quite as long as they've been a partner of the Packers, since they were there when the Packers were founded, but they know how important the Brewers are to our community and our state, and they have been connected to them for a long time, and they're connected to you as well with all kinds of great perks that come with being an Associated Bank customer. You got those 30,000 plus surcharge-free ATMs. They've got Money Monitor that's available to you, so you can set your budgets, you can track your spending, you can grow your money. You can all find it on the Associated Bank digital app. And of course, from Credit Monitor to early pay on direct deposits to their $50 overdraft grace zone, all those things are there, and that's what makes them the best in the business and why they win all those awards for their outstanding customer service. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More of your memories of the late, great Bob Uecker next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Again, if you're just joining us, the sad news this morning is that Bob Uecker has passed away at the age of 90, 10 days shy of his 91st birthday. We're taking your thoughts and your memories of him, as I feel like there's very many folks that are feeling like we are today, sad, nostalgic, thinking back to the impact that someone that most of us never met or certainly did not know well had on us as Wisconsin sports fans in our formative years, leading all the way up to seeing him celebrating in the Brewers clubhouse after playoff berths were clinched in recent years, etc. Let's keep going with your calls. 844-770-3776 on the Carbless talk and text line. We'll get some of your texts as well if you want to chime in that way. Let's go to Josh in Kenosha. Josh, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch. What do you got?
First thing I did when I heard the news from you guys in the car, I called my mom, and she was almost heartbroken for it. I think Bob Uecker might have been baseball personified. The man was so much fun to listen to, and I've been listening to him for almost 30 years. I'm a Cubs fan lifelong, but Uecker made baseball fun for everyone. And I think baseball lost a little bit of its heart and soul today. Mm-hmm. And even though this might make it sound more sad, I wanted the Brewers to win a World Series for him, and it just sucks that they never did. Because to me, he was the Brewers. If it makes anyone feel any better, all baseball fans should celebrate Uecker. And I have a tear in my eye because how sad this is. Like, it's just, baseball may not be as much fun.
Yeah, Josh, I'm with you. And I think you're right. I mean, you know, again, his reach, especially if you're of a certain age, right? Like if you're a younger Brewers fan and, you know, you listen to Lane Grindle and you listen to our friend Jeff Levering. I mean, those guys are great. And we're lucky to have them. And Matt LePay, who did a bunch of games on TV, you know, we love Matt. He's one of our best friends. And him and Tausch are unbelievable together, calling Badgers games on the radio. You know, Brian Anderson, the calls that he's had during his career. We are really blessed to have so many great people calling Brewers baseball, TV, radio, what have you. But, you know, Bob Uecker is from an era where, I don't know about anybody else, but if you're close to me and my age, like, you didn't see Brewers home games on television. Like, on occasionally, if you grew up in Milwaukee, they somehow got onto Channel 18 like twice or three times a year. But most of the time, you either went to the game or you listened to Uecker on the call on the radio. And I think when I was in my youngest years, I think he was doing it with Merle Harmon. Then Pat Hughes was his partner for a while. And those were iconic baseball voices too. I mean, Pat was phenomenal with the Cubs for a very long time. I think he's in the Hall of Fame too. But Uecker was different. And again, Mr. Belvedere and the Tonight Show, and I must be in the front row on his commercials. Nobody like him. And so we're all sad today with that news. Let's keep going with your calls. 844-770-3776. Let's go to Howard in Sherman Park. Howard, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing well. You know, it's a somber day, but we should be grateful we had this talent for, my God, what, 60 years? So, and the worse the Brewers were, the better he was.
You're right.
But I remember Bob Uecker, the catcher. He was actually a better defensive catcher than he would let on to, because, you know, his shtick was how bad he was, and he was the best deadpan artist I've ever heard. But 62, 63, he backed up Joe Torre. And I remember Berhaeren saying, well, you know, Uecker got a hit. The next day he was put in at the end of the game, and he got another hit. And he says, well, I was batting 1,000, and now I'm batting 2,000.
Yep.
So he, you know, he just always had that dry, wonderful wit. You know, you could often not tell if he was pulling your leg at or not. He was, we are lucky to have had him.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm glad you bring up, Howard, his deadpan and his self-deprecating humor, right? Like, one of the ones that I always think about is, you know, the best way to catch a knuckleball, wait till it stops rolling and pick it up, right? I mean, those are the kinds of things that he would say. And yes, he was a career 200 hitter. Which, by the way, not easy to finish your career flat on 200. But he did always poke fun at his career and talking about how, you know, the Brewers or the Braves signed him for $1,000. And, you know, his parents didn't have that kind of money, but they scrounged it up to make the payment. I mean, those are just the kinds of things that, you know, we're all thinking about today. In light of his passing at age 90.
I do think, Jason, it's obviously a sad day, and I think everybody is incredibly reflective and, you know, bummed, you know, didn't get a championship at all. But I do think that was a great call, because there is – you have to think of how fortunate we are, and Bob – was to be able to do something he loved for 55, 56 years to be able to do that. And, you know, we all, as we, you know, if you're a former athlete and you get into other, you know, business and whatever, you're always trying to find these ways to, you know, have a meaningful and do other stuff after you're done playing. And there ain't anybody that is going to think of Bob Uecker, you know, as the baseball player. It's going to be the entertainer, the announcer, and just listening and, you know, putting out people calling in, and the amount of outpouring that Bob Uecker gets is just phenomenal. And what a life. What a life that in all the things and the places, he lived it. And I think there he didn't leave anything on the table. And I think for all of us that are going about our lives, I think it's just another great lesson in how to go about doing it. And I think Bob did it about as good as anybody.
Yeah, and you know, Tosh, and we'll get some more calls here in a second, but I'm always leery of people when we say things like, well, so-and-so would have wanted us to do this, right? Like, because I'm, again, maybe you're right, but I don't ever want to be presumptuous like that.
Don't you feel like at Bob's funeral, the services, however it's going to go, don't you just know the people that know him best are going to roast him? There is going to be a ton of love. There's going to be a ton of tears, but you guarantee you, he's about laughs and about having a good time and that's how he did his broadcast. That's how he did his TV commercials. That's how he did Carson. That's how he did. And that's just, you know, that's the road. And that entertainment, and that's the part. That's why he's so beloved. So it's, I get it, man. It is sad. And I think for so many folks, because a part of us left, a part of our families and how we connect. Sports, that's why sports is so great. It's because you connect through it. And Bob was that conduit. And it was a fun conduit. It wasn't a condescending. And it was about how can we bring laughs and enjoyment and just a ton of fun to what is a fun deal. And there's so many folks that don't get to do that. I think Bob, and you knew it listening to him. He knew how lucky he was to be able to do this for as long as he was able to do it, man. Just well done by – just a kudos to a life well lived by Bob Uecker.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. Like, I am, again, reluctant to say, oh, well, this is what he would have wanted. It's not like I was close with him. I don't know what he would have wanted. But there's part of you that feels like he would want us to be laughing and joking about all the funny things that he said and did that brought us joy and happiness, right? There are so many good memories attached to him that while there is obviously a sadness today, I do think we honor him as well by laughing at some of the funny things he said and remembering you know, him in Major League and all those types of things. So we'll continue to take your calls as everyone grieves together at the passing of Bob Uecker at the age of 90. We'll get some more of your calls. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Want to remind you, our partnership with Steinhoffels dates back to the first day that we came on the air. They've been there for us all along, and we love talking about our great partnership with them. And right now, people who are at their best get their beauty rest. You can test rest a beauty rest black mattress at Steinhoffels this week for your chance to win a dream vacation to Hawaii. Queen beauty rest mattresses start at just $42 a month when you use Steinhoffels 60-month financing. Upgrade your sleep to the Beautyrest Black and get $300 in Steinhoffels cash. Don't overpay for a good night's sleep. Shop in-store and online at steinhoffels.com. More of your Bob Uecker memories next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at zimbrickchevrolet.com.
Continuing with your calls, and again, I don't want to pretend like I know exactly what Bob Uecker would have wanted, but he brought us so much joy that I do think, like Tausch, you said, and I said, I just think that there's a component of this of, I think we should be smiling at all the great memories that he delivered for us. Like I'm seeing on social media now, all kinds of super cuts of all his greatest hits on Carson and his greatest hits in the Major League movies. Like, frankly, I don't remember much of Major League 2, but there are some pretty classic scenes with him in there too. I mean, there are just so many moments that he made us laugh and thinking back to the commercials and everything else, through your sadness and through your tears, I think there are a lot of smiles to be had as we remember Bob Uecker today on Wilde and Tausch. Let's get to more of your calls. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776 on the Carbless talk and text line. Let's go to Chuck in Green Bay. Chuck, thanks for holding on. Good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I'm driving from Milwaukee to Green Bay, and if I break up, I think I'm losing a little signal here, so I apologize if I break up. But when I heard about Uecker this morning, when I made my last delivery, I literally had to pull over and try to regroup. Sorry, because I'm 7 years old, and I grew up with Bob. And I had him on the radio in the backyard for how many days? And literally, I would be doing yard work, and if the game was a little excited, I could hear Bob screaming out, quick run to the back of the house and say, hey, what happened? What happened? Then Bob would do the replay or whatever. But I think Tausch, you said it best, where he took a part of everybody's heart. I mean, he was a legend. I think of like when Lavardi died. I remember that when Vince and now Uecker. So I guess I'm too much of a sports nut, and I just appreciated Bob so much. And he was such a big part of my life and my kids. That... Sorry about the breakdown. I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys. All right, take care. Bye.
I mean, that call couldn't have kind of symbolized more about Bob Uecker. I mean, here you have a 70-year-old guy that just loves that memory and what it's that to be able to be that impactful, to bring someone who I would bet doesn't get emotional about a lot of stuff, just a hunch. And for him to, you know, call into our show from Green Bay to let us know how much Bob Uecker meant to him and his family, and how emotional he just got. God, what a freaking awesome legacy that Bob Uecker's left. That call says it all right there.
It does, undeniably. And Chuck, we appreciate you. Your reception was fine. The breakup was your emotions, and that means a lot.
Awesome.
It's just incredible. The Brewers have released a statement from Bob Uecker's family, and I think and Jesse, I know you have the audio from Christian Yelich after the Brewers' season ended with their playoff loss. Tausch, I remember talking about this on the show, and playing it then too, that you could feel that there was something there, right? That you knew that something wasn't quite right, and that team
copacetic.
You knew
something was up. Yep.
And so, in the statement, I'm just going to read a portion of it. Bob faced a private battle with small cell lung cancer since early 2023. Which he met with the same strength and resilience that had defined him. Even in the face of this challenge, his enthusiasm for life was always present, never allowing his spirit to falter. He brought joy to countless listeners through his wit, charisma, and love for baseball, Milwaukee, and all of Wisconsin, creating a legacy that will forever be cherished. While his contributions to the game are noteworthy, it is his kindness, humility, and love for family and friends that we will hold closest to our hearts. So the fact that those of us that are not around the team, that don't cover the team, that weren't around him, to know now that here in January of 2025, that he had been battling lung cancer since early 2023, now you understand why Christian Yelich was as emotional as he was. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. But I do want to play that coming up as well, because that was, I think, for a lot of us, Tausch, the moment where we started to think, you know, he had missed some games, right? And we talked to Levering about it, and I'm sure that he is emotionally devastated today. We know how much Bob Uecker meant to him. But that was when you first had that kind of inkling that maybe things weren't great there. And now today we learn that. But again, Chuck's call sums it up. And we'll take more of those calls. We'll take more of your happy memories of him and the impact that he had on you as a sports fan coming up. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We still have business responsibilities here on the show as well. And when I talk about phone calls, you know who I talk about. It's always Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Another sponsor of the Brewers. And David and his team have been involved in our communities for over 35 years. They continue to be. But most importantly, they're here for you if you have been seriously injured in an accident. So make the call. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. We'll get to more of your calls following the passing of Bob Uecker next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Packers.
Did we crown Jordan Love as the next Hall of Fame quarterback early?
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
That is a fair question to ask.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
We'll get to more of your calls during the 11 o'clock hour in the wake of Bob Uecker's passing. But I wanted folks to, because this was so, Tausch, powerful, right? I mean, we don't talk about the Brewers very often on this show. We know what people come here for and what our area of expertise is. But we were obviously pulling for them in the postseason. And it was just so striking to me listening to Christian Yelich after their playoff loss ended their season, talking about Bob Uecker and how much he meant to him and to that team. And so today I think it's important that we play that. Here is Christian Yelich in the aftermath of the Brewers' season-ending loss in October.
For me, it was talking to Uke. You know, that's kind of what, you know, tough one, but you know, all the other stuff is, you know, it is what it is. It's a tough way for your season to end, but you know, talking to Yuki, you know, one-on-one was tough, you know. By far the hardest part of the night for me was talking to Bob and, you know, just all that stuff. But, you know, he still kind of laughs through it all and that whole deal. And, I mean, all you guys know him pretty well from around here. So, yeah.
Kristen, what made that so tough? It almost feels like the loss is sort of secondary in your mind right now.
Yeah, it's not. I don't really want to get into that, but it's just stuff. Yeah.
What has he meant to you?
I mean, it means he's a lot. It means a lot. Gotten to know him pretty good over the last 7 years, so. Right over there. Just a great guy.
I mean, Tausch, you can hear it in his voice. You can hear it in his emotion. How much Uke meant to him. I mean, look, you mentioned it earlier, and I thought it was a really good point that, you know, him and Robin Yount became best friends, right? 20 years difference in their age. But Robin Yount comes up as an 18-year-old shortstop, and Bob Uecker was so instrumental to him just getting acclimated to playing in the majors. And then you hear Christian Yelich, who is 40 years younger than Robin Yount, talking about the same, talking in the same voice about what Uke meant to him. Again, I want to get to some of people's happy memories here and the things that they loved about Mr. Baseball, but I don't know about you, but I had a sinking feeling, especially when I remember him not wanting to delve into why it was hitting him so hard, right?
Yeah, it, I think everybody that heard that kind of had those same thoughts, and it's just, it's so, it's just moving to hear someone, here you have, and I know Yelly was hurt, but an MVP, and in the kind of in that prime of his career, and your team just gets gutted in a late inning game that would have advanced you to the next round, and for all of your attention to go to Bob Uecker, it just tells you how impactful and meaningful those relationships are, not only to him, but it's every player. And I always loved watching those celebrations. You know, I think when it was at Coors Field when they beat the Rockies to go to the NLCS. And it just it just brought everybody so much joy to see his joy. And that, you just don't see that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that you know, that there'll never be another Uke. I don't know if there'll ever be that kind of connection again. It's just so impressive. And you saw it in real time, and you got to, you know, knowing that Bob was 88, 89, 90 years old, you know at some point that it was going to come to an end, and you just wanted to enjoy it. And I think that's what was so fun about watching this glory era of Milwaukee Brewers baseball and all of the celebrations. Unfortunately, not all the way, but just really, it's a fascinating case study to watch on how Bob Uecker was able to connect with everybody.
We'll continue to take your calls during the 11 o'clock hour, 844-770-3776. The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.